And we're back inside with our live coverage here on 92.1 KRLS of Pella girls basketball following their 45-36 win over Pella Christian here with head coach Blaine Forsythe. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And coach, your girls again fighting through injury. Katie tried to come back within the first quarter. Kind of unfortunate deja vu from what happened to Jenna earlier this year. She goes out quickly. Your girls able to weather that storm. One of the best performances they've had in protecting the basketball. And despite a couple late charges from Pella Christian, your girls are able to hang tough for another victory, one that more or less probably locks you into a first-round bye in the postseason. Your thoughts about how your girls were able to weather a big storm in the fourth quarter and come away with a tough, hard-earned home win.
Yeah, you know, really proud of our girls. Really got after it on the defensive end, and we talked about at halftime it was going to be done on the defensive end. And in the locker room, I said we did just enough on the defensive end to pull it out. We played really well in some really in some stretches, so I was really happy with that, and most importantly I was happy with how we valued the basketball. Only I had us for 11 turnovers, so give or take one or two is a significant jump from being 20 plus just a couple weeks ago.
And the nice part about this game was you built enough of a cushion that the fourth quarter didn't ultimately, you know, cost you the game. And at one point was leading, I believe, by 15. And it was, again, a variety of players. It's obviously been huge to have at least Jenna back on the floor in her presence. But, again, a girl like Emma Walkup, who's really turned it on, coming as a bench role player and effectively becoming your number six player. Cameron Long with another couple big series of three-pointers again and just using her speed and athleticism. A very balanced attack, again, for your offense, which it has been all season, but it really needed to shine through with the injury to Katie.
Yeah, you know, I think we're seeing players step into their roles and really buy into them. You know, you mentioned Emma. This might be three in a row in double figures, I think. So just being able to take that step and really happy with how she's playing. When she's not forcing shots and she's letting the game come to her, she's an excellent basketball player. And as a sophomore, I like the growth that she's made throughout the season. And you know, it's great to have Jenna back as well. She's just a calm presence for us, and she knocked down two big threes, I think both of them one of them for sure in the fourth quarter. And so for her to step up on her birthday was pretty awesome.
Yeah, a big happy birthday. It's the one that probably sealed the game for you. And unfortunately, when you've had these injuries, it puts a lot of players into some tough spots. And in that fourth quarter, when Pella Christian was starting to build some momentum, the good news is they regained their footing a little bit. But offensively, that crisp basketball that you played for three quarters kind of fell through. A lot of quick, maybe errant shots, some forced turnovers, things like that. Obviously, no doubt, a much better overall game for your offense, but got to work on critical situations, especially with some of the youth that's out there on the floor.
Yeah, you know, we're going to use it as a learning experience. You know, that we're going to be in this situation again sometime this year. So making sure that we understand the situation, the types of shots that we're looking for is going to be huge. But, you know, just ultimately proud of the way the girls played and being able to battle for four quarters against a good PC team.
Here with Pella head coach Blaine Forsythe of the girls basketball team following a 45-36 win. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And basically now we're down to the final week. You've got two chances left to play between now and the postseason. We're going to learn next week what your postseason looks like and your bracket looks like. Obviously, the health notwithstanding of this team, they've really battled through and tried to get themselves ready for that opportunity. What does this final week have to look like now, knowing that after that, it's win or go home?
You know, continue to just focus on the small things, valuing the basketball, making sure we're rebounding, and then really getting after it on the defensive end. You know, I think this group can take another step forward of locking into the scout and executing on the defensive end, and we'll make sure that's a focus kind of as we get into next week to make sure we know those matchups and ultimately are playing our style for four quarters.
And two pretty tough tests. Indianola coming in is actually a Class 5A team and one that took you down to the very wire. They had a layup that missed at the buzzer back at their place a couple weeks ago. Your thoughts about seeing the Indians again and what needs to go well, especially knowing this time you'll be without Katie in the matchup?
Yeah, you know, they do a great job on the defensive end. They like to mix it up to try to slow you down. And they took really good care of the basketball last time. So it's important that we're ready for man or zone, you know, and being ready to mix those up. And they're a well-coached team, so they're going to be ready to go on Tuesday. And I know our girls are excited to play as well. and we'll be ready for that last final week of the regular season.
And also senior night, obviously a chance to honor your senior class. And these last couple years, you've had some great ones, and it'll be a little bit of an emotional night, especially as those girls, it'll be more than likely their second to last chance to play at home.
Yeah, you know, it's a special group. First group that I've had for 4 years. So they just mean a lot to me and this program. And you know, they continue to leave this program in a better spot each year, and just continuing to build that foundation of what we want Pella Girls basketball to be about. So excited to honor them, excited to kind of have a night for them. But we know we're not finished yet, and we know our best basketball is to come.
Are we seeing any student coaches with a jersey number on?
We're working on it. We're working
on
it.
3 days. If I need to work on it, we'll see what we can do.
We'll see what we can do.
Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the Pella Girls basketball team, following a 45-36 win. This interview powered by Hy-Vee over Pella Christian. Blaine, appreciate your time, and we'll see you Tuesday.
Thanks, Andrew.